Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
744. Oh, call it 745. Quarter till eight now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday, June 5th. Time for Managing Your Money with Mark Rosa, professor of finance at my alma mater, UNO. He will also join us on Monday because we begin the week financially with him and we kind of end it. We started the big picture, looking at the stock market on Monday, and then on Friday we answer your personal questions and your concerns as far as your own financial situation. First off, how are you, Mark? All right?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm good. Same to you, sir. A text comes in. Let's get right to it, and you can text your questions at 260-1870. Morning, Tommy and Mark. I'm recently sold a rental house. Is it best to pay off all credit card debt at one time, pay half one month and the other half the next month? Thank you for your time. Did I read that right or not?
Okay, and if I understood it correctly, I'm not sure, just for the listener, what would you gain by paying half and half? You're going to pay that carryover interest on a credit card, which is probably double digits. So that's the only thing I would have to ask to him. Instead of just liquid, if you sold a rental house and you have the money, you're going to pay yourself about an 18% return just to get rid of those credit card balances because it's going to roll. You're going to pay those.
Hang on a second. Whomever this is, call in and you can talk to Mark and phrase your question and Tim will line you up and put you on the air. I would think it may have something to do with staying somewhat liquid. I don't know, but let's see if they call back and we get some more information. All right?
Sure. Sure, sure.
CNBC story, May, and it's out all over. May unemployment rate comes in at 13.3, a lot better than 19.5. Jobless employment rose by 2.5 million. Your thoughts?
This is kind of a Monday story, but we could. I was glad that you're going into it. The Dow futures are surging nearly 600 points because it's a better than expected number. And, Tommy, this is down from 14.7. It went to 13.3. So that's an incredible improvement over just a month. And within that, you know, all the people that were saying in all the previous callers, I'm going to, you know, I need to take money out of my 401k. And you sense that there was a little bit of urgency there because the people, of course, displaced and I lost my job. And there was this urge to get right in. Well, the Dow at the beginning of the year, 29,000 and change, drops almost 40%. We were all there. We all felt it. And that's where the pain came from. 40% down to 18,000. And I bet it's going to hit 27,000 today with this. I mean, it's in the 26.5 range. So you can see how quickly markets turn around. And that's usually why, you know, people like me would say, no, you know, just stay the course. Keep investing in your 401k if you can, naturally. If everybody's unemployed and you need the money, it's another conversation. But if you could just keep putting money in there, don't liquidate it, don't move it all to cash. And by the time you realize it, the market has already moved on. The people that are trying to catch the bottom and time the market, that's a bad idea. So look where we are now, only down about 7%. We were down 40. And that's how fast the market has retraced, it's come up, and it's reacted to the financial news. So this is a fantastic employment report that just came out.
When we on Monday, we'll talk about the reasons behind it and so forth. Let me just get back to this person because we're not going to have time, even if they do call in. So bottom line, recently sold a rental house. Is it better to pay off all credit card debt at one time or pay half one month and half the month after, I guess, keep having it. I don't know, like a half-life of a substance. Go ahead.
Well, that's it. Just based on what you read, based on what he wrote into you, I'm not sure why you'd want to roll that money. If you need the money, that's another conversation. It's one worth having. No, look, I need the liquidity. I absolutely need it. Okay, well, it comes at a price of whatever your credit cards are charging you, and that I would bet that it's the better part of 20%, 17.9%, 18.5%. American Express sometimes in the 20s, 21%, 22%. That's awfully steep. That's a high cost to be paying out if you have the money, because I've listened carefully, and I think he wrote that he sold it. So I'm assuming he's got the money. The worst that happens is if you pay it all off and you need some liquidity, you could advance that again. But I would be inclined to get rid of that double-digit interest rate. Those charges are significant.
The only thing I would say is, depending on liquidity, having been in a tough spot, you know, because, you know, Mark, when you get divorced, you can be in a tough spot. I don't know if you knew it or not.
Look, there's some debt. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
If you take a cash advance on a credit card, you would do better to deal with, hey, Tony, down there at the club, you know what I mean? Because the rates are pretty bad.
Tom, the thing is, you know, I've used them. You get these convenience checks from your credit card company, and I put one in my briefcase, and I just leave it there because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And Right. You could write yourself a check, and they charge you a 2% fee or a 3% fee. So there you are. You're borrowing money for a year, sometimes up to 18 months, and you're paying 3% for the money. That's a fantastic deal. Use it for whatever you want. You know, so it's those types of things that if you don't have the convenience checks right now, for any of our listeners, call your credit card company and say, I want some. I want to get some. I want to put them in my briefcase. Good to go.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you Monday. I didn't have that kind of deal.
Pleasure, sir.
It was ridiculous, the interest that I was being charged. Time for traffic now, WWL. When we come back, we'll talk to Joe Valiente, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. Here now, WWL Traffic.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.